push, and that forced the bounce, and that is the last thing you want to do, especially when you're down at the goal line. When you're bouncing, you give guys more time to come make plays.
Pauling, Anthony, and Bryson Green out to the right. Tawee Walker, the running back, third and goal from the six. Van Dyke calls for the ball, gets the snap, back to throw against a four-man rush. He'll throw left side, tipped up in the air, and almost intercepted as Van Dyke trying to jam one into Will Pauling. And Naquan Washington nearly coming up with it. Boy, you talk about walking a tightrope. Van Dyke has done that. He's had a couple that could have, maybe should have been picked. It falls incomplete, and it allows Nathaniel Vakos to try a field goal from 24 yards away. So again, a good drive, but again, it stalls. Placement at the left hash mark. Rodgers trying to extend the lead to six. Ball down, kick is in the air, and the kick is good. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's a 23-yard field goal from Nathaniel Vakos to give the Badgers a 6-point lead. Much like Badger Athletics, our good friends at Brewpub Lotta Matta Pizza strive for excellence and high quality in everything they do, whether it's making a simple cheese pizza or supreme pizza loaded with all the toppings. You know high standards are the precedent. Sack a Brewpub Lotta Matta Pizza today from your local grocery store. 7:56 left third quarter, Wisconsin 13, Western Michigan 7. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Badger football lives here.
Oh my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Take a look at the Badger scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Another long drive, 14 plays, 59 yards, 6:55 off the clock. Nathaniel Vakos, a 23-yard field goal, 13-7. Wisconsin leads Western Michigan with 7 minutes and 56 seconds left in quarter number three.
Another great drive, but again, not quite able to get the job done down on in that red zone. But it just seems like there's a little something off between Van Dyke and Will Pauling, because that throw, while it was risky, it hit him right in the shoulder pad, but he wasn't ready and looking for it.
Gavin Lahm with the kick. It sails well over the head of Jaden Nixon. And hits the back line of the end zone for a touchback. Broncos start at their 25-yard line.
And that's, I mean, to be expected early in a season, but we've seen that. I think that's at least the third time that I've seen where a route stops short, and those are the things, bad things happen when that happens. And right there, probably the second or third time, very fortunate tip balls have not ended up in Western Michigan's hands in a situation where you can't do that, obviously, when you're going to be taking points off the board.
Kurt Neal, Cade McDonald, Ben Barton on the defensive line on first down. Play fake. Hayden Wolf back to throw. Looking, pressured. Gets away from one and scrambles back to the line of scrimmage. Jake Chaney there to make sure. No gain of the play. Second down and 10 for the Broncos at their own 25.
Yeah, that was the case. Western Michigan, they've, you know, been running the football, been very effective in that second quarter. They took a shot. They had a one-man route, a deep play. Wisconsin covered it up, did a nice job.
Malik Dudon is out wide to the right. Anthony Sambucci to the left, and now Dudon motions to the formation. They're tight on that side of the line. Wolf hands off to Buckley, trying to cut it back, across the 25, 30, 35, across the 40-yard line goes Jalen Buckley, and Jaheim Thomas runs him down at the 42-yard line, gain of 17. Last year's freshman of the year in the Mid-American Conference, Jalen Buckley, first and 10.
That really good vision, and just makes one cut and goes. He was patient, didn't run into some guys' backs. Wisconsin's defense overplayed it. He made the cutback and a big 16-yard pickup.
Broncos trying to get back on the move, first and 10. Back to throw, Wolf. Pressure from Zachman, a deep shot left side for Mortimer, incomplete inside the 20-yard line. You had Waller and Max Lofi back there in coverage, so Hayden Wolf taking a shot. Ball well beyond the intended receiver, Devon Mortimer. Second and 10 Broncos at their 42-yard line.
Obviously, Western Michigan has seen some things that they think, hey, we could take some shots. Wisconsin is now being very aggressive, trying to stop the run, and so far done a nice job of covering the deep routes.
You hear Abdus Salam, now the running back. He gets the handoff over the left side. He gets crunched. Darrell Peterson getting in there for the Badgers along with Kurt Neal. As Abdus Salam squeezes about 2 yards out of it. Third down and a long eight for the Broncos at their own 44-yard line.
Love that by Darrell Peterson. He doesn't just allow the left tackle to block him. He sheds him inside rip and goes down the line and makes the play.
Mortimer slot to the right. Sambucci wide left, motions to the right on third and eight. Western Michigan from its own 44-yard line. Hayden Wolf, the quarterback, back to throw. Badgers bringing four. Wolf under pressure, winds it up, lets it rip, and it's caught inside the 40. Malik Dudon inside the 35 of Wisconsin and brought to the turf at the 33 of the Badgers. A third and eight conversion for Western Michigan, now into Wisconsin territory.
And Wisconsin ran a stunt up front with a couple of their defensive end and tackle, and Western Michigan did just enough to allow the quarterback to step up and deliver a strike, pick up that first down.
R.J. Lancey, the cornerback, there to finally make the tackle. And first and 10 at the 33-yard line of Wisconsin. Wolf, and they want a double pass here. Here's Sambucci, threw for a score 2 years ago and takes a shot, but it's knocked down by Hunter Waller. Incomplete pass. Sambucci in a game against Pitt 2 years ago threw for a touchdown, and they're trying to flash back to that 2022 season, but the pass batted away, and it's second and 10 for the 33 of Wisconsin.
That is really good discipline by everybody involved. They tipped that pretty early. Anytime you throw it that quick, everybody stayed in their lanes, and then Hunter Waller gets in the passing lane. I actually wish he would have thrown it. Wisconsin's coverage was really good, potentially an interception.
Trips to the left for the Badger 33 on second down. Here's the handoff to Jalen Buckley into the line. And he is wrapped up by Nizer Forkurine at the 31 of Wisconsin. Gain of two, third and eight, 5:18 left third quarter. 13-7 Wisconsin. Western Michigan not interested in going away here. So another third down. They hit on a third and eight moments ago. They're 3 out of 6 converting on third down so far tonight. Dudon wide to the right. Now Sambucci lined up to the left. Motions right, comes back the other way. And a quick throw left side. Sambucci the catch, and the Badgers converging, and Sambucci is taken down at the 31-yard line. He was surrounded by Cardinal jerseys, was Anthony Sambucci, and it's 4th and 8 for the 31-yard line of Wisconsin. And on comes Palmer Domski, who last year connected on a 49-yarder a season long. That was against Miami. He's going to try to match that right here. 49-yard attempt, left hash. 13-7 Wisconsin, 4:22 left third quarter. Eyes are down. Here's the snap. Placement made. The kick is in the air, and it is no good. Wide right. The Badgers get the stop, and they protect a 6-point lead. And we will take a break here at Camp Randall Stadium. Back to school can be chaotic, and Coles knows that finding what's needed for all for a great year should be one thing that is easy. That's why you can find A-plus school essentials, all for a great price when back to school stirs up the unexpected. It's time to head back to Coles. 4:13 left third quarter, Wisconsin 13, Western Michigan 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Rust-Oleum's 5-in-1 spray paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial. Use it on a wide range of wood or metal projects for long-lasting results. Available in 40 color options at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration, turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed 6, including an 8-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act, because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Changing performance on your farm begins with ag equipment that's made for more. Discover the entire lineup of Claas tractors, combines, forage harvesters, and more. Visit claas.com. 13-7, Wisconsin leads Western Michigan with 4:13 left in the third quarter. Another new thing in college football, the use of iPads, tablets, down on the field. Let's get more from Patrick Herb.
Wisconsin got a preview of this in their bowl game against LSU. It was permitted on an experimental basis. Well, it was approved this year. And there's more than a dozen tablets now available to on the sideline to watch highlights, to watch tape of the previous possession or any possession during the game. They can get 3 different camera angles of every play, and I was curious to see how they would use it. They're using it often. Right now, if you look down at the defensive bench, there are huddles around those devices at every stop. In fact, Mike Tressel, the defensive coordinator, immediately comes over to the bench, grabs one of them, and starts reviewing the last drive before going to talk to his players. Right now, also what's happening, and interestingly, is that Jack Del Rio, the newest member of the Wisconsin staff, the senior advisor to the head coach, is helping out with the linebackers going over iPad work now.
That's a pretty good source to help with linebackers. Yeah. Jack Del Rio on 1st and 10 for Wisconsin. Handoff Tawee Walker across the 30-yard line. Drives up across the 35. Dominic Moon, the linebacker, brings down Walker after a gain of 5 up to the 36-yard line, Wisconsin territory. Palmer Domsky just missing from 48 yards away a moment ago. Badger lead 13-7 with 3:55 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, it's very easy to pick up 5 and 6 yards when your guards and centers are pushing the down linemen 5 and 6 yards like Joe Brunner did right there.
Trips to the left from the 36 of Wisconsin. 2nd down and 5. Snap to Van Dyke. Bubble screen left. Caught by Kekahuna. Chase across the 40 and stretch up to the 43-yard line. 1st down for the Badgers. Moon on the stop. 1st and 10 for Wisconsin.
It's just fun to get the ball in his hands. He has a lot of different moves, but you want to get the ball in your playmaker's hands. Nice job there picking up that first down.
Cade Iacomelli checking into the game. He and Tawee Walker, the backfield combo. C.J. Williams comes out wide to the left. Kekahuna slot right. Bryson Green wide to the right for the 43-yard line, Wisconsin territory, 1st and 10. As Van Dyke gets the snap, a little pressure coming up the middle. They pick it up. Van Dyke looking, scans. Now pressured and sacked. Isaiah Green getting there as Van Dyke hanging on too long. They'll mark at the 34 on a loss of 9. 2nd down and 19 for Wisconsin.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that's a coverage sack. The protection was good. Obviously, nobody was open, so it is a coverage sack. But that's the case. You have enough time Get out of the pocket. You can't take that sack. You had plenty of time. Get out. Throw the ball. Don't lose the 9 yards. You had plenty of time to get rid of it.
From the 34 of Wisconsin, second and 19. Snap to Van Dyke. Looking. Again, pressured backside. Throws right side over the head of Tawee Walker near the 40-yard line of the near side. Deshaun Bussell of the secondary on the coverage. And it's third and 19 for the Badgers at their 34 with 2:20 left in the third quarter. 13-7 Wisconsin.
Well, our old offensive coordinator, Brad Childress, used to always say, I don't have a lot of plays for you when it's third and 19. That's why getting rid of the football and trying to keep it in normal down a distance, even if it's third and 10, now is the case where you have to take a shot, make something happen.
Kekahuna, C.J. Williams, Bryson Green out wide to the right. Snap to Van Dyke on third down against a four-man rush. Van Dyke twisting to his left across the 25 and tripped up across the 30. Ball popped out. It is loose, and it's recovered. Let's see the recovery. Western Michigan claiming it has it. And no signal yet, and now there is the signal. Western Michigan football. Off the Van Dyke fumble, the Broncos recover. Tyson Lee, the defensive lineman, is there. Checking to see if maybe Van Dyke might nip. That ball was coming out. That is a clean fumble. And the first turnover of the night, and a massive opportunity now for the Broncos at the 34-yard line of Wisconsin with 2:06 left in the third quarter, 13-7 Wisconsin.
And you're going to get outside the pocket. You're going to try and make plays. You have to have ball security in mind, and that was a case where it was a little bit loosey. And then the ball was actually in Huber's armpit, too. Give Western Michigan's defensive lineman credit for kind of pulling that out of there, ripping it back, and giving them an opportunity to go down here and take the lead. Big time play by them.
All right, we'll take a break. Horsepower to amplify your willpower, capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard and built for tough Ford trucks and adventure ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 2:06 left of the third quarter. Wisconsin 13, Western Michigan 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. L-I-U-N-A, Wisconsin.org.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Well, you're listening to Badger football on WRJN, but don't forget, WRJN is home to one of Wisconsin's most celebrated sports reporters, Mike Clemens. Mike has reports on the air every hour, Monday through Friday, from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m., and Mike's embedded with the Packers. You want the inside story on what's happening with the Green Bay Packers? Mike has it for you. 12 times a day, it's Mike Clemens Sports on your home for local news and timeless hits.
When I grew up, I want to be a director because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpup, Lots and Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi. On Wisconsin, the first turnover of the night, a Tyler Van Dyke fumble, and Western Michigan down six with a golden opportunity now at the Badger 34-yard line. 2:06 left third quarter, 13-7. Wisconsin leading Western Michigan. Jordan Parker comes out wide to the left. Hayden Wolf is the quarterback. takes the snap, and he's going to give it to Jaden Nixon, and he collides with Jaheim Thomas right at the line of scrimmage. Good work for the Badgers linebacker. Second and 10 for the Broncos.
Yeah, this is that transition defense that you're talking about, sudden change. How are you going to go out there? Really, really good penetration by the guys up front, getting in the backfield, not giving any room, any space there for Western Michigan.
Malik Dudon wide to the right. Devon Mortimer slot left. Jordan Parker wide to the left, pistol formation. Jaden Nixon behind the quarterback, Caden Wolfe on second and 10. Wolfe hands it to Nixon off the right side, and John Pius comes crashing down. Check that, Leon Lowry, the linebacker, crashing down to make the tackle, and no gain, third and 10 for the Broncos.
That's what we're talking about, flying around, not hesitating, seeing, go and get it, go down the line of scrimmage, not giving any room here. Now it's third and 10. Now is when you need to see that pass rush that we've been hearing about getting home.
Broncos 3 out of 7 on third down tonight, third and 10 at the Wisconsin 34-yard line. Three receivers to the left. Wolf takes the snap. Quick shot left side. It's caught by Mortimer. Turns it up. Gets to the 30-yard line. That's it. Max Lofi is there to make the stop. Gain of 4, and it's 4th down and 6. They're looking at about a 47, 48-yard field goal if that's what they're going to do. And Lance Taylor will, in fact, send on the field goal team. Palmer Domsky missed from 48 yards away on their last possession. He's going to get another opportunity, this time about 47 yards, 47 and a half from the left hash. 18 seconds and counting, left third quarter, 13-7 Wisconsin. The Lions are down, and they're going to fake it. They throw it back to Domsky off the right side to the 30, still up 20, 15, 10 to the 5, and out of bounds inside the 5-yard line. A trick play as the holder flipped it back to the kicker, and it's first and goal, Western Michigan.
You kind of were wondering, because the last field goal was, if he barely missed it right, but he barely got it there, and I'm thinking, why would they kick here? And they didn't, unfortunately, and a very well-designed little flipperooski behind his head. The lead blocker is who made that play, was able to kick him out, and a huge play, very gutsy,
and
there by Western Michigan.
Broncos on the doorstep of taking the lead. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home to 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Light up your senses. Details and hotel reservations at paysbig.com. We'll move to the fourth quarter. Wisconsin 13, Western Michigan 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or claas.com.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we've been making breakfast better since 1889 from our hometown of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. We're a seventh-generation, family-owned and operated maker of all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth-generation Jones, and it's a family tradition to use only high-quality ingredients and a signature spice blend that you can taste in every bite. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, and go Badgers!
Back at Camp Randall, Kohl Stadium. Wisconsin leads 13-7 to start the fourth quarter. Western Michigan threatening. Other scores, one top 25 game tonight. Number 16, Oklahoma beat Temple 51-3. Rutgers a winner last night. Minnesota got beat against North Carolina 19-17. Illinois beat Eastern Illinois 45-0. And tonight, Michigan State wins over Florida Atlantic 16-10. Matt?
All right, Mike, thank you very much. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 13-7 Wisconsin. It'll be first and goal. Western Michigan at the four. But we're at Camp Randall. We're getting to the fourth quarter. It's time to jump around. So well executed. The holder, Ryan Millmore, with a little no-look over the right shoulder flip to Palmer Domsky. And Tausch, as you pointed out, Corey Walker, their defensive end, with a mammoth block, took out Jake Chaney.
Well, he was playing the wing, and you have to be patient when you run that because Wisconsin has one guy out there to kind of play that, and he lets him go by and then gets up, does a great job on the block to spring that. Brilliant, brilliantly executed by Western Michigan.
Weston Zachman saved the touchdown for the moment. Trips to the left on first and goal. And a little quarterback draw, and that is Brock Lowry in there at quarterback, I believe, crashing off the right side. He gets to the 2-yard line. And that is Lowry, the transfer from Indiana, who appeared in four games last year for the Hoosiers. And now he comes out. Hayden Wolf is back in. Second and goal for the Broncos at the 2. Opening minute, fourth quarter, 13-7, Wisconsin. Western Michigan trying to capitalize on the Tyler Van Dyke fumble. Badgers trying to get organized defensively. Nizir Forkureen racing into the defense. Wolf under center. Takes the snap. Rolls off to his right. Throws back line of the end zone. High pass incomplete. Blake Bosma, the intended receiver. Nizir Forkureen on the coverage, and there was a penalty marker in the end zone.
Maybe too many guys.
Here's the call.
Substitution infraction. 12 men on the field during the live ball. Defense. Half the distance to the goal remains. Second down.
Luke Fickell was trying to get a timeout there, but unsuccessful doing so. So the replay, second down. Ball now at the 1. Second and goal for Western Michigan. Opening minute, fourth quarter, 13-7, Wisconsin. Sambucci out to the rights. Kavion Mack, receiver to the left, pistol formation. Buckley is the running back. The handoff to Buckley off the left side, angling to the end zone. Touchdown, Western Michigan. And this game is tied at 13 in the opening minute of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, just no contain. That was a pretty easy touchdown, untouched. He did a good job of kind of selling like he was going inside, a little bounce, and then just used his speed to get into the end zone untouched.
Second touchdown of the Knights for Jalen Buckley. Both from a yard away, and now Palmer Domsky will try to kick his team into the lead here in Madison. Here's the snap, placement made, kick is in the air, and Western Michigan has a one-point lead. 45 seconds gone by here in the fourth quarter. And we will take a break. When you're out of town, want to keep up with live college sports, be sure to download the free Varsity Network app. Available for both Apple and Android. Listen to college sports live with the Varsity Network app. 14-15 remaining. Western Michigan 14, Wisconsin 13. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, football is back and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better there. A six-play, 34-yard drive that took 2 minutes 51 seconds as Western Michigan capitalizes on the Wisconsin fumble. Beautifully executes a fake field goal, and then Jalen Buckley finishes the deal with a one-yard touchdown run. 14-13, Western Michigan leading Wisconsin with 14 seconds to play.
Yeah, when you're a big underdog, and I can just always remember our coaches always telling us when we play those early season games, be alert on special teams. You're going to they need to find ways to create offense, do trick plays. We've seen a double pass. We've seen them empty in their sink. And when Wisconsin is driving, you're moving the football, not converting a field goal, and then you turn the football over, you just keep giving teams hope. And when you have what you think is a better team, and by the way, Western Michigan, give them a ton of credit. They have hung in. They're playing a good game. They execute one of the best fake field goals, beautifully done, and that gives them that point. And now you're sitting here with 14 minutes left in the in this ball game, and you're down a point to a team that you were heavily favored against.
Palmer Domsky to kick off. Tretch Kekahuna is deep. Kick is away. Kekahuna waits for it. He'll catch right side of the 2. He's to the 5, 10, right side 15, and gets belted across the 20-yard line. And the ball may have popped out again. Western Michigan claiming it. The Badgers able to recover. It'll be first and 10. As Wisconsin really flirting with disaster here in these last several minutes. Now they're down 1, and let's see how they respond, starting at their 21-yard line.
Yeah, and now it is time where you lean on your guys. Find a way, get the football in your best player's hands, and I would think you're going to see a heavy dose. I can remember when Paul Christ would say, all right, balls are getting tipped up in the air, balls are on the ground, all right, enough. Physicality, hand the football off, go down and find some points here.
Chez Malusi is the running back. Will Pauling slot to the left from the 21-yard line of Wisconsin, first and 10. Van Dyke looking to throw. Quick shot caught by Pauling. Wrestles his way across the 25 to the 26. Boone Bonema, the linebacker on the stop, gain of 5.
Just easy pitch and catch. That's just a simple little curl route. Delivered on time, where it needed to be, picked up five.
Quick snap on second down. Here's Malusi picking his way through to the 30-yard line and near the marker. He needs the 31. He's very close to it. 13:40 remaining. 14-13 Western Michigan. And let's see. They will call it a first down for the Badgers at the 31-yard line. C.J. Williams coming out to the right. Kenny Anthony to the left. Tucker Ashcraft, slot left. Will Pauling, slot right. Malusi, the running back. Van Dyke is the snap. Swings it left, and it's through Malusi. Incomplete. Buzz right through his hands. And it's second and 10 for the Badgers at their 31-yard line.
Just a little bit out of sync. And when you're in this position now, everything's even that much more important. And that's a ball that should have been caught. They put it where it needed to be, and just Chez right through his hands.
Second and 10 for the Badgers at their 31-yard line. Tawee Walker now in at running back. Two tight end alignment here for Wisconsin. Pistol formation. Walker behind his quarterback. And Van Dyke will give it to him. Walker off the right side. Gets belted once. And then Donnie Willis will take him down. Bilal Kone is there as well. Behind the line of scrimmage. Loss of one to the 30 of Wisconsin, where it's now third and 11. 2 minutes gone by, fourth quarter. 14-13, Western Michigan leading Wisconsin here in Madison.
Just a stalemate on the right-hand side of Wisconsin's offensive line. Allowed the linebacker to kind of run back door and bring Walker down.
Three receivers left, one on the right. Van Dyke back to throw. Looking, pressure, throwing, right side, tipped again, incomplete. Off of a couple of Badgers, Pauling and then Williams, and hanging up in the air, and it falls harmlessly incomplete. And a Western Michigan player is going to need some attention. The Badgers, in the meantime, will be punting from their own 30-yard line on fourth and 11.
Very fortunate again, and that's probably the third or fourth time that we've said very fortunate that a tip ball or a miscommunication ball up in the air lands to the turf. Very fortunate from Wisconsin there.
Can't pick up the number of the Western Michigan player. Has the look of maybe a cramping issue right now. 12:33 to play, 14-13 the Broncos. And it's defensive lineman Ontario Thompson who is now helped up. And he will make his way to the Western Michigan sidelines and looks to be okay.
A thumbs up. He's given a thumbs up. That, you know, Wisconsin has run a lot of plays, and you're starting to wear. And this was one of those times where you really felt like, wear him out. And unfortunately, you get one first down, and now you're punting the football, putting it back to grab that pendulum. Special teams or defense has to make the play.
First punt of the Knights. It was sophomore Atticus Bertrams. Here's the snap. The left-footed punter with the kick in the air. Drifting back, Jordan Parker. It checks up. Inside the 25. May have hit off of a Bronco. It's loose at the 20. The Badgers say they've covered it up. Let's see. As that was bouncing, it hit a Bronco, and the Badgers get a monumental break. Wisconsin football. As Austin Brown, I believe, the Badger who was able to pounce on a big-time gift from Western Michigan. Ball at the Broncos 20.
First and 10.
That took a little sideways bounce and got to Sean Bustle, and pouncing on it was Austin Brown for Wisconsin. With 12:21 to play, 14-13, Wisconsin.
Yeah, and it looked like their returner, Parker, decided to not come up and catch that football. And, you know, the ball takes weird bounces. That is a big break, that it bounces the right way off of a Western Michigan receiver. And Wisconsin pounced.
Tawee Walker, the running back, gets the handoff off the left side. Walker dives near the 15-yard line. Trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. Gain of 4 for Walker to the 16 of Western Michigan. Second down and 6 for Wisconsin. 3 minutes gone by, fourth quarter, 14-13, Western Michigan. Badgers send three receivers to the right, one to the left. Single back offense. Van Dyke gives it, or keeps it rather. Van Dyke cutting right, trying to slice it back left. Lost his footing. Dominic Moon is there to make the hit at the 12-yard line. Tyler Reddit pulled it and advances 4 yards to the 12, where it's third and two.
Yeah, Tyler's reading that defensive end, and he made the correct read. A little stumbly, a little bumbly, but he was able to pick up a quick 3 or 4 yards.
Bryson Green, Riley Nowakowski, JT Seagreaves will come out to the right. Play clock is starting to wind down. Luke Fickell, Phil Longo not liking it, so they'll burn their first timeout here of the second half. And we will take a break alongside of them. With 11:15 remaining, Western Michigan 14, Wisconsin 13. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Volleyball is heading to Milwaukee to take on Texas in a rematch of last year's national semifinal. Badgers also taking on Stanford on Monday. The two-day volleyball showcase begins Sunday with the Badgers against Texas. It'll be Sunday at Fiserv Forum. Secure your seats at Ticketmaster.com. Cheer on Badger volleyball in Milwaukee. 11:15 remaining. Western Michigan 14, Wisconsin 13. The Badgers have a third and two at the Broncos' 12-yard line.
Wisconsin has been, you know, I think pretty, well, they're 8 of 14, which is pretty good on third down, 1 of 1 on fourth. And it'll be interesting to see here what you, do you go, you just line it up, be physical, pick up this first down. And if you don't get it, I'll be curious, take the lead. A lot of interesting decisions coming up here.
Double wide to the right. Walker is the running back, lining up behind Van Dyke in the pistol. From the 12-yard line of Western Michigan, here we go. Snap to Van Dyke, hands off to Walker, off the right side, first down inside the 10-yard line. Walker burrows his way near the 6. Needed 2, he gets 6. First and goal, Wisconsin.
It's just all night when there hasn't been penetration, and I think Wisconsin's offensive line has been pretty good. They've not allowed a ton of penetration. You just see it doesn't matter what back has been in there. Really doing a good job of finishing their runs that time to pick up a first down.
So Lee Walker stays in there. Double tight end formation. Bryson Green out wide to the right. Receiver out wide to the left as well on first and goal. Van Dyke gives it to Walker, trying to cut it back inside the 5-yard line. Gets through Tate Halleck. Walker driving to the end zone. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Oh, my goodness. A powerful run to the house from Tawee Walker as the Badgers take the lead.
Great job on the backside by Wisconsin's offensive line. Again, getting Walker to his guy where he has to beat his guy. And as we've said a bunch tonight, not one guy was bringing him down. He lowered the boom and then finished through 3 different defenders to get into the end zone. Keep in your pads and just running through contact. We've seen it a bunch tonight. And Walker with a great exhibition of that right there.
Wow. He just punished Tate Halleck. Luke Fickell getting the attention of the officials. One of the play clock reset as the Badgers going for two. They lead by five right now. Ball left middle from the three-yard line. Three receivers right, one on the left. Jackson Aker, the running back. Pauling now jogs in motion into the backfield. Shuffles back to the right. Snap to Van Dyke. Looking, sets, throws right side. It is caught by Kekahuna. Back line of the end zone. Two-point conversion works. And the lead is seven for the Wisconsin Badgers. So Wisconsin capitalizing on a big special teams mishap from Western Michigan. And the short drive covering all of 20 yards for the lead. And we will take a break at Camp Randall Stadium. No one gets closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Radio 2024. 10:35 remaining, Wisconsin 21, Western Michigan 14. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal conditions. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
Well, the Badgers get a massive break on a punt that bounced off of a Western Michigan return man, recovered by Austin Brown at the 20, the forward scoring drive, four plays, 20 yards. Tawee Walker blasting his way to the end zone from 6 yards out. Two-point conversion pass for Tyler Van Dyke to Tretch Kekahuna. And it's now 21-14, Wisconsin leading Western Michigan with 10:35 remaining.
A really cool two-point play design. You had Will Pauling going in motion, and then you kind of had him stop right behind the center, revert back towards the right, and run a flat route. And that brought a little bit of coverage from Western Michigan. And then Trek made a really nice little in-cut back to that back line, and a beautiful throw by Van Dyke. That two-point play, very big to go up seven.
Both teams have capitalized on turnovers. Western Michigan, a touchdown after a Wisconsin fumble. The Badgers converting on the special teams mistake from the Broncos. Jaden Nixon is deep. Gavin Lom set to kick off. Western Michigan going left to right as we see to the fourth quarter. Lom with the kick, well on its way to the back of the end zone again. Another touchback. Gavin Lom is hammering those kickoffs here tonight. Broncos starting at their 25-yard line.
I just go back to Walker's touchdown run, too, and what you just can't help but be super impressed with the way Wisconsin's running backs are attacking. You know, I know Patrick has talked a lot about Hunter Hunted, and that mentality is really showing up with our tailbacks, because that was one of those, it should have been a 3 or 4 yard run. He lowered his pads, safety lowered his pads, and Walker said no, blew it, and then finished through the end zone. We've just seen that a bunch, a lot of grit, a lot of determination by our tailbacks tonight.
We'll see see what kind of finishing kick this Wisconsin team has. Still 10.5 minutes remaining. 7-point lead, Wisconsin. Two running backs flanking Hayden Wolf as penalty markers fly. Play clock striking zero. Delay of game here against Western Michigan. Lance Taylor not very happy over there on the Broncos sideline. Taylor was a running backs coach at Notre Dame a few years ago. He was on that Irish staff that turned a close game into a rout against Wisconsin at Soldier Field. Second-year head coach now of the Broncos. So it's first and 15, Western Michigan. Jalen Buckley, Zahir Abdus-Salam, the running backs. Two receivers right, one on the left. Hand off Abdus-Salam off the left side, 25-yard line. Wrapped up by Hunter Waller at the 29-yard line. On a gain of 9, second down and 6 for Western Michigan.
Yeah, they gift-wrap you a 5-yard penalty, and then you would think you want to get a stop and you give up 9 yards. That's not how you want to draw it up.
Jaheim Thomas, Badgers linebacker, remains down. Athletic trainers out there, and he pops right back up and looks to be okay as he'll make his way to the sideline for at least one play. 10:23 remaining, 21-14 Wisconsin.
Yeah, you see a lot of cramping, you see a lot of stuff in these first games because you practice, you can do two and a half hour practices, but it's just different when you're out there, and there have been a lot of long drives tonight that are going to take a lot of energy out of these guys. I feel fairly confident everybody's leaving it out on the field tonight.
A low possession game, to put it mildly, here tonight at Camp Randall. Second and 6 for the Broncos. They're on 29-yard line. Wolf under his center. Jacob Gideon. This two to the tight end. Motions left, play fake. Wolf rolling off to his right. Looking. Throws on the run. That's caught by Sambucci across the 40-yard line. And crashing down is Fort Kareen for Wisconsin at the 41 of Western Michigan. A first down for the Broncos.
Yeah, just a really good play design. You're having success running the football. You do a little bootleg. That Wisconsin actually covers the flat route pretty well, but the over has enough time, and really nice throw on the run there, right where it needed to be to pick up that first down.
Two receivers tied left. Malik Dudon out wide to the right. Pistol formation. Wolf turns, hands off Buckley over the right side of the line, and he fights his way across the 45 and up to the 47-yard line. Kirk Neal there for Wisconsin. That's hard yards from Jalen Buckley. He gets 6 to the 47 of the Broncos, second and 4.
He's not interested in bouncing stuff either. He is in everybody's running back. Wisconsin just was complimenting what Wisconsin's. He is just putting his foot down, and he is running through contact to a physical game here tonight.
13 carries, 61 yards for Buckley. He stays in there in the pistol formation on second down. Hand off Buckley straight ahead, and greeting him is Jake Chaney at the 48-yard line. Gain of 1, 3rd and 3 for the Broncos with 9 minutes to play, 21-14 Wisconsin.
Nice job by Chaney of staying home and not overreading anything, stays in his spot and then gets him down immediately, not letting him drive his legs and pick up a couple yards, just a 1 yard pickup there.
Broncos 3 out of 8 on third down. It's 3rd and 3 now from their own 48-yard line. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. And the handoff to Buckley to midfield. Waller trying to keep him shy of the mark. And it's very, very close. They need the 49 of Wisconsin. And the ball is at the 50. It's 4th down and 1 for Western Michigan. Broncos converted on a 4th and goal in the first half of play. They're 2 for 2 tonight on 4th down, and they're about to try a 3rd time with 8:10 to play, 21-14 Wisconsin. 4th and 1 from the 50, full house backfield, Wolf under center. Jaden Nixon creeping up, and the handoff to Buckley, and he's stopped by Aaron Witt with help. The Badgers stone the running back. Wisconsin ball at midfield.
Great job by Wisconsin's defensive line. You saw the full house backfield. Western Michigan actually brought a guy in to shove on one of their offensive linemen, try to get a little extra push. Wisconsin said no, 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 and the door is slammed shut on that drive.
And we'll take a break. 7:54 remaining. Wisconsin 21, Western Michigan 14. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and much more. Visit their showrooms in the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G of Gurnee Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
In the 2020 Duke Mayo Bowl, Aaron Witt had a pretty good game against Wake Forest. Had a sack, a couple of tackles for loss, and he has been injury-plagued since. Finally got back on the field a little bit in the regular season finale against Minnesota. Played more in the bowl game. He keeps fighting his way back on the field and is involved in a huge fourth and one stop at midfield to give the Badgers the ball back up seven with 7:54 to play. What a story and what a play by Aaron Witt. And now first and 10, and see if Wisconsin can put together a little put-away punch. Tyler Van Dyke through the air in his Badgers debut, 19 out of 34 for 165 yards. Ches Belusi, 14 carries for 65. Tawee Walker, 14 totes for 58 yards. Will Pauling, slot left. Here's the handoff to Malusi, trying to cut it to his left. Still up inside the 45 and rolled to the turf at the 44-yard line of Western Michigan. Damari Roberson, the linebacker, on the tackle.
Just again, a nice job of keeping his feet alive through contact, bouncing a little bit, grabbing himself a six-yard run. That's what you're trying to do here. Turn clock, go down and finish this football game off.
Halfway through the fourth quarter, seven-point lead Wisconsin, second and four at the Western Michigan 44-yard line. Van Dyke gets the snap. He'll give it to Malusi again. Stepping through some traffic. It's inside the 40, down to the 39. Good patient running from Ches Malusi, the sixth-year senior out of Naples, Florida. Ches will come out. Tawee Walker is in. 7:05 to play. Badgers lead 21-14. They mark it right at the 40-yard line of Western Michigan, first and 10.
A lot of success pulling guys. The tight ends doing a really good job of sealing their blocks when they're on the move. Huber, right guard, did a really nice job of pulling out there, kicking out, and allowing a little bit of space there to pick up that first down.
Two receivers right, one on the left. Walker now the running back to the right of the quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke. Van Dyke will feed Walker over the left side, inside the 40, inside the 35. Walker gets yanked to the turf at the 33-yard line of Western Michigan. Dominic Moon getting in there, the linebacker for the Broncos. Excellent first down run from Tawee Walker. They will place at the 32 of the Broncos. Gain of 8, second and 2.
Yeah, that's just our guys wearing down Western Michigan's front. That's a designed play to the left. Did a good job of kind of keeping his landmark and then cutting back off of Malman and Huber's blocks off the backside.
Pauling, slot right. Nowakowski, slot left. And now Riley in motion. Lines up wing on the right side on second and two at the 32-yard line of Western Michigan. Van Dyke takes the handoff, throws it. Nowakowski catches inside the 25-yard line, down the near sideline, fights his way inside the 20. And big old Riley Nowakowski bulldozing his way to the 19-yard line of Western Michigan, first and 10, Wisconsin.
And that was, I was just talking about the tight ends, you know, pulling and in motion and sealing edges. And that was just a simple bluff. You acted and sold the play like it was going to be that. It doesn't get any easier. Just bluffs the defensive end. Van Dyke just flips it out to him, picks up the first down.
Badgers back into the Case IH red zone. Up 7, 5:37 remaining. Ball at the 19-yard line of the Broncos, first and 10. Van Dyke takes the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls right, throws right side. That is caught by Pauling at the 15 to the 10. Down to the 5-yard line goes Will Pauling. Driven to the turf by Bilal Kone. First and goal, Wisconsin. Just outside the 5-yard line of Western Michigan.
Pulled Brunner, the left guard there, to kind of seal a kick out. And that was, we're running it, we're running it. We're doing a lot of good things. Easy pitch and catch. Will Pauling does a great job of getting vertical, catching with his hands, and getting down to the 5-yard line.
Now Bilal Kone, the cornerback, fifth-year senior out of Apple Valley, Minnesota, a transfer from Indiana State, needing some attention. 5 minutes, 11 seconds remaining, 21-14, Wisconsin. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Kone, the cornerback, now up on his feet.
Looks a little crampy anytime you're shoving on the feet. And you give everybody that's out here a lot of credit. First game out, and this has been a really physical, hard-fought football game. And a lot of long drives that these teams are going on. And you're starting to see that wear and tear on both sides. Guys cramping. They're leaving everything out on the field, which is that's all we can hope for.
What, the eighth possession of the game here for Wisconsin? We have 5:11 remaining in the game.
Mm-hmm. And you would think the way that they've maintained control of the football and what they've been able to do.